This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, April 22nd. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll take a closer look at the funding battles over the University of Illinois Extension Services, another funding for downstate. We'll also get a forecast from AM 580's Mike Sola. First, today's news. The Urbana Citizens Police Review Board has held its first organizational meeting. The meeting lasted under an hour. The seven-member panel set up a meeting schedule and named subcommittee members. Urbana Human Relations Officer Todd Rent will advise the Police Review Board on policy and operational issues, and he says the board's role is to connect with and engage the Urbana community.
The community and police and law enforcement, it's a collaborative effort. And so you don't want to create an atmosphere of antagonism between the two, but you certainly want to create an atmosphere of accountability.
The Police Review Board will investigate complaints about police conduct and make recommendations to the mayor. Complaints can be filed through the department or Urbana's Human Relations Office. In addition to its recommendations on complaints, Rent says the Police Review Board will make reports to the mayor and city council summarizing their work. He says if the public has questions, they can contact him at Urbana's Human Relations Office. Meanwhile, Urbana is getting a public arts program and a commission to oversee it. The Urbana City Council made that decision last night, as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Alderwoman Danielle Chenoweth says the city of Urbana can afford $110,000 to $120,000 a year for public arts programs. She says the city actually spent nearly twice that amount on the arts last year. But Chenoweth says the new Public Arts Commission will make the city's arts programs more accountable.
It's not so much the expenditure, it's that these expenditures will have an open, transparent, and competitive process that uses best practices in the arts.
Chenoweth invites anyone with a passion for art to apply to serve on the Public Arts Commission. Artists, art philanthropists, business people, or the general public. The commission will propose an annual public arts program plan to the city council, make proposals for specific arts projects, and seek additional donations and grants for public art in Urbana. Chenoweth says public art can cover a wide range, from outdoor sculptures and murals to programs to help the general public get involved in making art. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich refuses to say whether a political corruption trial is affecting his work. Tony Rezko, a top fundraiser for the governor, is on trial for using his influence to leverage bribes and political campaign donations. Blagojevich was asked multiple times by reporters yesterday in Chicago whether the trial is making it difficult for him to do his job. In response, the governor touted his administration's accomplishments and threw a jab at his political foes.
Now, we wish that the General Assembly, especially the House, would be less obstructionist and be more willing to embrace health care for children, health care for working families, free bus rides for senior citizens, more money for schools, not raising taxes on people. But when you consider those dynamics, I think we've made a lot of progress. It could be a heck of a lot more harmonious, though, if those Democrats in the House stand for the things they say they're for.
Blagojevich's name has surfaced repeatedly in testimony in the Rezko trial, but prosecutors have not accused the governor of wrongdoing. Those responsible for helping addicts of drugs and alcohol say the failure to treat more people is taking its toll financially in other areas. A drug forum yesterday in Urbana attempted to focus more on getting them in drug court and similar programs rather than incarceration. Peggy Powers is the chief operating officer of the Illinois Alcoholism and Drug Dependence Association. She says state funds for treatment programs have been at a standstill for some time and even removed in some cases.
The translation of that is that it's caused greater costs in other parts of the state budget. Certainly the cost of incarcerating an individual, even with the new Southwestern prison, which focuses on people who are addicted on and convicted of methamphetamine offenses. So that alone should be an economic reckoning that people can identify with.
Powers says it costs about $20,000 a year to incarcerate somebody compared to about $5,000 to place a person in drug court or community treatment. Meanwhile, Illinois spends about $3 billion a year dealing with the consequences of substance abuse, including domestic violence, higher insurance premiums, and placing children in foster care. Recent concerns about traces of pharmaceuticals in public water supplies have led many people to rethink how they get rid of their old drugs. A recent volunteer drop-off site for people in Danville netted nearly 200 pounds of outdated and unused prescriptions and over-the-counter medications. That drop-off program is now taking place this week in Champaign-Urbana. Greg Puskowitz is a director for Carl Rx Pharmacies, which are accepting the old drugs. He says news reports of drug traces leaching into water supplies have shocked people into thinking twice before tossing medications in the trash or down a toilet.
If you had to get it out of your home because you didn't want, if you had small children, you didn't want them finding it and opening the container. So this was a good way of doing it and getting rid of it at the time. Now things have changed.
Puskowitz says Carl will send the drugs to the EPA, which will incinerate them. The drop-off sites will accept most pills, capsules, and liquids through Saturday. The only exceptions are controlled substances like narcotics and syringes or needles. On Earth Day, the city of Urbana has been celebrating 30 years as a Tree City USA. Illinois Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn joined the celebration yesterday at Carl Park. He says Urbana's commitment to a green way of thinking and acting is borne out by an average of 120 trees per linear mile of street.
It's one of the most densely planted cities in America. And when you have trees like that and they're magnificent and beautiful, people want to live near shady trees. They provide not only beauty, but protection from the sun. They soak up all this carbon dioxide that we've got to do across the world, planet Earth. The city deserves a lot of credit for leading the way for the land of Lincoln.
The Tree City USA Award honors more than 3,200 cities that institute programs and policies that nurture trees in their communities. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Illinois' budget problems have started to affect at least one large program in the state, the University of Illinois Extension. It's a wide network of public educators that teach everything from health and gardening to science and technology. Last year, state lawmakers promised the system $18 million in funding, but because of the state's huge deficit, the money has been held back. Illinois Public Radio's Mike Rhee reports.
To give you an example of what UI Extension does, I drove to the West Englewood neighborhood on Chicago's south side. There's a middle school there called Vernon Johns Community Academy, and today a group of sixth graders is dissecting rats.
Now, here you find the heart, and here are the lungs, okay?
The library at Vernon Johns has been transformed into a hands-on science lab.
Is that formaldehyde that I'm smelling?
Yes, there is formaldehyde. The formaldehyde is used to preserve the rat.
That's Dr. Oyewale Ajifolokun. Everyone calls him Dr. Oyi. He's a vet by profession, but he also teaches these kinds of classes through UI Extension. Dr. Oyi says the point is to encourage kids to pursue careers in medicine or science. Athena Hardin works in the library of Vernon Johns. She's in charge of bringing people like Dr. Oyi into the school. She says his classes have opened up possibilities in the minds of the students. Hardin says losing this kind of learning is going to have an impact.
It's very useful for our children. A lot of our children would not get this experience if there wasn't a University of Illinois Extension. And it will hurt our community.
It's just devastating.
That's Willene Buffett, director of UI Extension's Cook County unit. In her 15 years with the program, she says the situation's never been this bad. Buffett says the office normally gets a check from the state around November. They're still waiting. But because things are looking so dire, she's already laid off 25 support staffers. That's out of a total of about 150 employees. Buffett says she's working on a new budget for the first of next month when, if the office doesn't get its funds, she'll have to lay off another 96 workers.
You must be scrambling right now to figure out how you're going to pay all these people.
Yes, I am. And pay rent and pay travel because we have our educators are continuing operating. They are continuing with their workshops and their programs with our schools, with our park districts. Everyone is trying to live up to their job.
And it's not just in Cook County where there could be cuts. UI Extension as a whole is looking at about 450 layoffs throughout the state. A call to Governor Rod Blagojevich's office didn't produce many answers. His director of management and budget, Ginger Ostro, says the state is running a $750 million deficit this year.
Recognizing that we've had to really slow our spending because we simply don't have the revenues coming in that were anticipated back in August when the budget was passed.
Lawmakers have been expressing frustration about the situation for the past week, but unless something is done soon, there won't be programs left to vent about. I'm Mike Ree.
There have been parts of Illinois that have seen storms since early this morning, and we're going to see a mix of clouds and sun in the state today with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving in northern and central sections mainly. Still partly to mostly sunny in Indiana, with highs from around 60 near Lake Michigan to near 80 in western Illinois. The high today for Champaign-Urbana, 76 degrees, with a chance of a few passing showers or a thunderstorm this afternoon. For tonight, in the south of Illinois and Indiana, clear to partly cloudy. In northern and central sections, partly to mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms, most numerous in the north. Lows tonight will range from 50 in northern and eastern Indiana to near 60 in western Illinois, a low of 54 tonight in Champaign-Urbana. Sunny and 75 in the Champaign-Urbana area for tomorrow. Northern Indiana will still see some clouds with a chance of showers early, then becoming partly sunny. And the temperature range tomorrow will range for highs from 68 in northwest Indiana to 78 in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, April 22nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.